Anglican, Catholic and Greek Orthodox leaders have written to the Prime Minister flagging concerns over Australia's deal for access to Oxford University's potential COVID-19 vaccine. They say it's ethically questionable because scientists are using stem lines sourced from an aborted fetus. They're calling on Scott Morrison to ensure an alternative without those cells is made available here, should one be created. Political reporter Stephanie Boris has more.
The Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Dr. Glenn Davies, wants people to know how some scientists are trying to find a vaccine for COVID-19. At Oxford University, they're using cells derived from human fetuses electively aborted decades ago.
To use that tissue then for science is reprehensible.
Cells derived from elective abortions have been used for decades to manufacture vaccines such as rubella and chickenpox. So then why take a public stance against the potential Oxford vaccine and not those ones currently in use? This messaging doesn't seem quite consistent.
To be perfectly honest, I did not know that till this week. So there's no point being silent. Once I know something that it is morally compromised, then it is my job to speak out about it. If I had known previously about those vaccines of which you speak, then I'd have done so.
Information about scientists using human cells to make vaccines has been public knowledge for years, and Deputy Chief Medical Officer Dr. Nick Coatsworth says the current work is well within the rules.
There are strong ethical regulations surrounding the use of any human cell, and this is a very professional, highly powered research unit.
But Dr. Davies, along with the Catholic Archbishop of Sydney and the Greek Orthodox Archbishop of Australia, have written to the Prime Minister after the federal government announced it reached an agreement with the UK-based drug company AstraZeneca. Under the deal, if the Oxford COVID-19 vaccine passes trials, all Australians will receive it for free. Would you personally take the vaccine if it was the one developed by Oxford University and there were no other options available?
That's a very good question, and I would have to think very seriously about that. It would depend upon the nature of the development of other vaccines.
Would you wait for a second vaccine to come up if the first one was from the Oxford University?
I probably would. But that would be a personal decision of mine and not a decision that I would bind anyone's conscience with.
While Dr. Davies says he won't tell people of faith what to do, he believes many won't get the vaccine if it comes from Oxford University.
I imagine that there would be a significant number of people. It may not be an overwhelming number of people. It's not only people of faith who value human life, of course.
A spokesman for the Prime Minister says Scott Morrison respects the views of religious communities and understands the issues that are being raised.
The government is investing in research and technology that we hope will produce a range of vaccines. Many vaccines in development do not contain these cell lines.
The Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, declined an interview, but told the Catholic Weekly newspaper he doesn't believe it would be unethical to get the Oxford vaccine if it was the only option.
Stephanie Boris reporting there.